Egypt says at least 600 Sudanese migrants and refugees will be deported back to their homeland. Late last week, the Sudanese were cleared from their squatters' camp by riot police, and at least 26 were killed. The Egyptian police went in to end a three-month protest by the Sudanese over what they saw as inaction by the United Nations. The UN Refugee Agency says it is providing emergency assistance, but many of the migrants may not qualify for resettlement to a third country. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The deportation announcement marks the latest confusing turn in the story of the Sudanese refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants who refused to leave their makeshift camp in a Cairo neighborhood until Egyptian riot police used water cannons and clubs to disperse them and place hundreds under arrest. A foreign ministry spokesperson said those to be shipped home were either illegal migrants or refugees who had violated Egyptian law. Only hours earlier, a spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, Astrid Van Genderen Stort, told reporters that the agency had been assured by the Egyptian government that no final decision had been taken on deportations. After the announcement, which she said the agency was still trying to confirm, she responded that in general, refugees who break the law in their host country should be afforded due process and given a chance to defend themselves. At the Sacred Heart Church near Cairo's Abbasiyah neighborhood, the mostly southern Sudanese milling about in the courtyard had mixed reactions to the notion of returning to a homeland decimated by a long-running civil war with the Arab North. Wilson Abuna O'Kane said last year's peace agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on, and most Sudanese are now too afraid to remain in Egypt either.
Most of people here, even, they decide they don't want to stay here in Egypt. Let's go outside from here. Anyway, if an UNHCR want to drop us to Somalia and whatever it is, even to South Africa, because we don't feel secure here. We don't feel safe.
But Enoch Daniel, who's been here 4 years and says his file is closed, meaning he was not accepted by UNHCR as a refugee, now says things are bad enough that he would return to southern Sudan.
According to this situation, I prefer going back to my country because UN is not capable to protect his refugees. Even the Egyptian government is not protecting the people and as well as Sudanese government. So we don't have any place to go unless go back to my home country.
Daniel says he fled Sudan after being arrested by government security forces after he graduated from university. He believes that had he not left the country, he would be dead now. Still, he'd rather return than to stay in Egypt. Sister Alethea Bacchus has been tending to some of those wounded in Friday's police action. She says after dealing with the most severe wounds, they're now treating children with chest infections, high fever, and in some cases, symptoms of traumatic shock.
We saw in the very first days, even children 2-3 years old completely shocked without any reaction, not crying, not smiling, not talking, not completely shocked and out of reality.
Standing nearby, Father Claudio Lutari says amid the confusion and anger swirling among the Sudanese, it's the silent, vacant faces of the children that he finds most troubling. Besides helping sort out shelter and food for the migrants, with the help of UNHCR and others, the church is performing its melancholy function of helping families bury their dead.
And then a very sad thing, we have to rescue the bodies. Some are not yet identified, and we don't know exactly the number of the people who died.
Clear information remains in short supply as the Sudanese in this church pass another day in limbo with no word on their fate. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.